We break on the 20th of March for that long weekend, and then we come back for 3 days in March. But what has happened is we put a proposal to the presiding officers that after the long weekend, just to come back for 2 days or 3 days of work is not, you know, feasible. So I think at this week's programming, they're going to shift that. We were going to come back for 3 days of extended public committee for the budget. And for the whole of March, we go into constituency period because we are hosting the IPU from the 12th to the 18th. And then I think we reconvene for committees in the second week of May.
Then we convene, I think in July, we break again for the constituency period. I think there will be a week in June, which will just be committee week. And then we break in July. And then August, we come back, and then by October we rise again somewhere there.
And then elections as well in between. That's
with an election in between all this. We don't have much work done.
I'm here just underscoring the point that you will see that we don't have much time to do a lot of the things that are on our plate today. Because as it may, we thought we should just present this as a, not as a final thing that is presented to ourselves. Because, for instance, you will see that we have put in the National Health Laboratory annual report for 2006-07 and then the strategic plan. But we can all check it in one, both the strategic plan and annual report as one, which will make sense to us, you know. And then we use that week of the 11th of March, because the Honorable Mike Waters, you remember some of your requests around the MCC, for instance. And we have not interacted with the MCC last year. Kept on postponing it, and we're reorganizing ourselves, Let's hope by now they reorganize themselves. They've not presented the annual report, the strategic plan, and the whole understanding of how it has been reorganized. So maybe on the week of the 11th of March, for instance, if we so agree, we can then call the MCC to present both their annual reports and also the actually have their copy. If not, what is their strategic plan? And generally, what has been done since the reorganization of the MCC? And the other aspect you may also have to consider is that there will be the budget on the 20th of February. I think what we need to do immediately afterwards is then to call the department on its own perspective of the budget, in as far as the Department of Health in its entirety. And what we will actually do immediately thereafter, we may even consider, I don't know, the modalities, whether we go to the provinces, and of course all the logistical problems that is there, or call the provinces here. But again, we're all constrained by the program that Honorable Kalyan was actually telling us about. And then, the tobacco bill was supposed to be coming back, the Section 76 tobacco bill. The committee section must track what the danger tendency. They will actually have to bring it within, towards the closure of the term, and then we're all landed up with a hush-hush arrangement. So we will need to track in terms of the how far is the Section 76 legislation, so that we can have enough time for public hearings and all other necessary processes in order for us to deal with that particular process. And the budget, I think, of deputies, the provinces as well, we may also have to remember that we went to the Eastern Cape, we get with a report, there was a request, I think, from the DA, if I'm not mistaken, or one other party, that the report must then be kept within the, in the, what is the record, HTC, I'm not sure it was a cape with there. I'm trying to be left, to be tracking it. It might be within the administration of parliament, because we did find out that the report, it was then supposed to be tabled, and then it comes to the house, and then I think there was a view that parliament may have an opportunity to interact with it. Mm. It has not yet been finding its own place in the HEC. We also may have to consider the another oversight visit. Whether we complete the Eastern Cape, on the Eastern Cape side, your PE, Luton Lake, Grahamstown side, which we have visited, or consider completely another province. It's up to us to actually suggest, I think there were suggestions in that respect, and as well as to look into the international visit. I'm not sure, but I think there was some discussion, I don't know when, maybe within this constituency period, Honorable Kalyan must talk about. Again, I think the committee section is left to interact with us there. Or we may even consider maybe having a strategic plan afterwards, just to have a broader understanding of what is our plan within this very short period of time, because we will have all the short periods, and then next year it's even going to work. Because we are right here that by next year, I think after the budget and the state of the nation, there may not be much we are going to do. So I think the bulk of the things we need to put this year, I think as you know now, there's going to be a week, committee service, I mean committee week, I think sometime this session, and I think again around about June or so. So I think those are some of the things that we may have to consider. Ourselves as we develop our program. I don't know which country we said we're going to be visiting there. Oh, what is China? China, what China? That is not yet? Maybe. What China? What could. Why Germany? I think I know Honorable Ruth have not required us to go to the States for the traditional medicine and the health, I know there were some who suggested Uganda. I know there were some who suggested Brazil or Cuba. I think Andrew Mandela suggested Cuba. So I don't know, maybe as a chair we'd have maybe to find if possible, different. I don't know whether it's possible to visit two areas. It may not be, but we may have either to choose. If you go maybe say Cuba for a week and attend one other country nearby Cuba, then have two perspectives, maybe Cuba and Jamaica, or because Jamaica is quite strong on some of the health issues, or another country. Or we go to Africa, maybe visit Uganda, Nigeria, whatever. Mm-hmm. So maybe you may have ideas amongst yourselves, maybe that you could actually suggest to the chair around some of those issues. So those are some of the areas that we were thinking, and not sure whether there's anything else. But we really want to benefit from yourselves in terms of the suggestions here, so that at least we can have the program. Whether you will agree, therefore, that next week we deal with the program as suggested, and then the MRC, and then the MCC, I think we must push the MCC, it must come. Mm-hmm. Whether they have a report or no report, they must come to appear before us. But there may be other suggestions that you are having, provinces, etc. But we open for discussion. Thanks.
Chair, thank you. I support your suggestion of bringing the NCC and the Lenten March. It's very important. The other issue I would like us to look at this year is that of substance abuse. I think it's a huge problem in our country, not only with alcohol. We have the highest alcohol fetal syndrome rate in the world. That's known. I mean, not much research has been done into it, but where it has been done, we have the highest in the world. And we all know that drugs like tick and cocaine and heroin are just ravishing the youth in particular, but also adults. And it's throughout the whole country, and I think we should be doing some focus on that this year. You know, I know we're not the principal department, that's the social Department of Social Development, where the Central Drug Authority lies, but we are responsible for rehabilitation. And I don't think much is happening in that field. There aren't many facilities, and I don't know if we are using best practice in this country. I mean, there's a lot of research we have to do as a committee still. And I would also like to motivate. I hear that you've suggested we go overseas for traditional health. It is a good suggestion, but we should also give consideration to looking at best practices in substance abuse on how other countries are dealing with it, because it's something we're going to have to tackle, you know, and address not only as a committee and also as a country. So yeah, that would be my suggestion. Thank you.
Yeah, Chair, I'm actually having interest in what may have transpired between the minister and the private hospitals and the medical aid schemes. I think she has been involved a lot with them. If it's possible to actually have a briefing, you know, whether there's anything that's happening that will make us the last of people there.
Thank you, Chair. I'm concerned about the allegations made by the Competition Board with regard to price fixing of drugs and the collusion between a pharmaceutical company and government hospitals. I think it's an issue that perhaps we need to address in the Portfolio Committee.
Thank you, Chair. Chairperson, with regards to the provincial oversight, I think we must deal with the Eastern Cape first, because I didn't see the city press, but talking about the city press that are going to be closed in the Eastern Cape. So I think it should be in the provincial city. Concentrate on the same case first before moving to the private sector.
Thanks, Chairperson. The issue of 3G is also a serious issue. Why did I first mention in our meeting that there were that data captured? And it must come out clear where this data capture is. Where are they focused in this whole issue of GDs? So that, because we can't just say they are there and according to the state of the national trust is reducing the effect, the default tax are reducing. At least if we have some sense and we could know where all these new people, about 3,000, who will be employed specifically in which regions and districts they will be employed to go out. And I also think, when you think of the visit, international visits, I do believe we should go to Uganda to see whether they are HIV program or because they have a program or is because people were already dying. Thanks very much.
Just one issue I forgot to mention. I think we also need a briefing by the department on dual therapy for HIV positive mothers. Because there seems to be confusion as to whether or not doctors can administer dual therapy. I don't know if you know, one's been suspended and catered in. Meanwhile, you know, and a few weeks ago, the deputy president gave to go
I don't know how to deal with this one. Maybe you may get some direction. I have seen in the newspapers that South Africa is actually having the highest record of deaths at private hospitals. These are done through cesarean infections, about 62%. I'm not sure whether there's anything underhand on that or whether that is what needs to happen. One needs to be informed or briefed, you know, whether it's not some sort of collusion or to make maximum use of medical funds and the rest.
Thank you very much. I think that has been very, very useful. I'm not sure how we deal with the latter part of the order of Mashiba. I think the Ontarian, I think one of the Italian was the cause is I think it was in Thailand. There's a problem, especially with young ladies opting rather than a normal birth, opting for the Italian or in a number of the other. It may not. Given the upward trend of the middle class and the people going there, you may find that the ambulance like that. But we may have to find, it can't just be a topical thought.
Yeah.
We may have to find a way of pushing that question, maybe just understanding ourselves. May we, and then I think the because I think the way we're pushing some of the things, we may have to tinker with the program that we have in front of us here. Because I think some of the issues that are raised, so that we can also deal with some of the immediate topical issues.
Yeah.
What they are there, and we actually are faced with it. This whole aspect, I think, raised by Honorable Mashiko on FMDR TV, the question of drugs, that is price system of drugs, and then the whole question of substance abuse, which is a huge problem in South Africa. I think we've seen it now a number of times. People might have thought it was on the Western Cape, but to go to other provinces is quite shocking. And it's no longer just in one racial group, it's across the spectrum. And I think if something would have made, we have to find a way of actually dealing with it. I'm not sure which entity we can actually call to actually brief us on this, but we may have to do a quick interaction. I think the point for the sense Mashiba, as I honor Mashiba is raising on the private hospitals and the question of the price fixing there is also a very important point. At some point we did say that we should call some of these private hospitals who are here before and give the modality of doing it. Maybe the minister must come and brief us on this particular aspect. Dealing with it, I think similarly on the question of the price fixing, and I think even the Competition Commission has been dealing with this particular issue. So we may have to tinker with this program as soon as possible to attend to some of these immediate things. And then go to the routine as we proceed with our work in terms of some of the things that are there. So that we can find some ways of addressing them as they come. And we can use the power of Parliament to put pressure on some of the things who are really representing the people. And then our responsiveness to the interests of the people becomes quite important in this regard. International visit, I think this concept of the best practices on substance abuse, because that's where the youth is dying now. We may have to correct that. I don't know which country actually dealing with that particular thing in a more excellent way. I know there are countries that are quite famous, France, Singapore, Thailand. Everyone arrested the death and then even at the airport. But I'm not sure which country can we actually identify. Or we ask the researchers to look at that and can do it. We also can't leave.
So, which as far as I know, and I may be wrong, America, the United States, has a very good rehabilitation program. Because I'm not talking about the death penalty, obviously you want to rehabilitate. And then as far as alcohol is concerned, funny enough, Australia has a good program, because they have a problem with alcohol. So I mean, obviously the researchers can do their own research, but that's as far as I know.
The amount they must drink, and they do a lot of follow-up on it, and even it has a sort of a community involvement in it. That is a quite a good program.
Sure, what's the start of the due day, and I haven't done too much research, but trying to get dry areas where a community lives, they're not allowed to sell alcohol, where there's a particular problem. And obviously you've got to get the buy-in from the community. There's no point in declaring an area dry if the community is going to smuggle alcohol in chests and all that. But I mean, it's a whole system what they've been trying to do there, is to bring the leaders of the community on board and to enforce it.
Create a dry area and you bring a mafia. The worry is, you know, the mafia wants to cause of the dry dog in America. So if Australia might be one, but maybe let's get our special so that we can then identify the country and make the logistics quickly to see whether it's America or it's Australia. If it's America, we must time it in such a way that we don't go there in the 3 weeks now of -60 degrees.
Or the election time before that.
The election is November.
November the 4th, isn't it?
It's the 4th.
Well, we can go and Obama.
And then we witness the victory of Hillary Clinton.
Or Obama.
Yeah, I think we've got to wait for it out. Maybe we have to identify that maybe the researcher must be quickly given some task around that. The Eastern Cape one is immediate. And I think we just need to implement that one. I think we have to deal with that thing. I think it's honorable to be in the state, given this whole aspect that created a controversy around the downgrading of hospitals, shifting of people to escape, the negative impact that we actually create, etc. So what we try to do, we try to fix up this program in a way that suits us. Let's hope by then we'll be knowing exactly where the tobacco legislation is, because we don't want it to disturb what we're having about the momentum. So we'll have then to agree that maybe on the 26th, the minister must come in on the private hospitals, and the fixing of drugs. And we put those two items together, or we want to separate both as well. Both the drug, the drug fixing and the private hospitals together.
And it's not therapy as well. Angel therapy, the minister can.
And you are, is that going to be a big chunk?
That's a small part.
There's
clarity
on the
department. So we bring all of them together.
Yeah.
That's good. So the dual therapy. Dual therapy. Price fixing. Drugs, that is drugs. And private hospitals. And fees,
yeah.
That's on the 26th, we all agree.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so the MRC falls off there. And then Department of Health on the strategic plan on the 4th of March, and then and the budget, right?
Yeah, that's the budget.
Well, but then the budget will be given.
Yeah.
Agreed?
Mm-hmm.
And the budget. And then 11th is MCC. Are we all agreed?
Yeah.
And then? So the fourth we did is always called. The fourth we do.
The 18th you've got the consideration of minutes.
Yeah. What can we put there?
So then I take the report. The committee's annual report and all that, and 2 minutes and reports all together.
Yes. 18th. This comes on the 18th. Yeah. Mm. And the Bizana report. Okay. I think that's it, no? And then we've covered the first. That takes us to March, am I right?
Yes.
And then we've covered that one. And then we then can plan in after March the provincial visit and the international visit and the legislation. Am I right? Mm-hmm. Which one are we living with? The that has been said, yeah? And then the substance of use. We can bring it to towers to do a bit of repair there too. There must be an ending in the Department of Health to announce Europe and actually dealing with that one. And then have the guest with us identify the country to be visited. It's refusable, giving us maybe a question of Australia around the question of alcohol is the big problem and then maybe the drug. Then the TB thing will come. When we deal with the minutes and annual report, it won't be a lot of things. And then deal with the question of the challenge on TB. On the 18th, would that be too much? Okay. For the one year. Okay. All right. That's what we have tinkered now. But if one or other members have got any other ideas,
I just wanted to answer this. The flexibility when the minister comes for the budget, when it comes for the strategic plan and the budget, whether it is possible to request all the MPs of health or provinces to be here as well. I don't know how possible it is, but I remember when I was still in Home Affairs, we managed to do that. We got almost all the minister here, so that then they can also give their side of stories. But then the question is that at provincial level, there are signs of certain things that are not right. I mean, especially the CEOs of hospitals, where you've got the CEO manning 3-4 hospitals and not even having the correct delegated powers and the rest, and still the head of Department of Health still holding all the power, you know, creating, you know, thousands of fulfillment of certain, if it is possible. That they accompany the minister enough, so that they have an opportunity also if we have got any specific issues relating to a particular problem.
That would be impossible. Mm. But what you say, normally in the health, what we used to do, after all the budgets have been presented, the provinces then come to present their strategic plans, their budget, and then now that we've completed your March aspects, when we come back, I think it should be, you said April.
In May,
there'll be a week of a committee session. I mean, committee week.
Yeah,
in that committee week, we can call provinces maybe 3 days for 3 days to give up their budget, their strategic plans, and Out of which we may actually begin also to begin to see which one we can put red flag after the Eastern Cape, as the Honorable Mankavin was saying, and to visit. Because we had a sense by that. So I think in that week of May, that one week, let's deal with the problem. Thank you very much, Honorable Mashiach. I think it's a good suggestion. Thank you very much,
I was thinking because we went to Australia as a sort of Atlanta, and Connie has a report. I thought before we could consider it, we should see how far we have gone and what our way forward was after this visit. I don't know if I'm the right or taking a break, I think that.
Yeah, let's see how far that report is. The problem with it, if you remember, the team that went there, I think Connie was leading the team, am I right? Then Parliament said that because it was, I can't remember the word used, but it was not something initiated by Parliament, but outside Parliament. It can be just be a source of information to committees, but cannot be prevented to Parliament. So maybe what we can just take you the report for information to inform us about some of the areas we think to take on board the areas. What has on the to us. Our members, the tea, coffee, juice, fruit, thank you very much. It's quite a useful day. We try to start this program, especially to ourselves, and then